Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend K.C. Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet with power. As the deep panted for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend K.C. Williams.
Just because the world can do without you doesn't mean that they should do without you. What this means is that if you decide to be useless in life, as useless as letter P in psychology, I want to wait so you can absorb it. You get it now? That letter P is so useless in that word psychology. There's no, you can't say P psychology. Same way you can't say P Psalms. Those words are very useless. I don't know why he's doing the hallelujah. So if you decide to be useless in life, the world will not pause because of you. Do you hear me? If you decide not to make an impact in your society, the world cannot pause because of you. Because, not because God has a backup plan for you, no, because the earth moves around and that thing inside of your heart is in the heart of another man. So they will fill your void. But they shouldn't. You must make a man. And let me say this to you. See, when you hear stories of men of old, of how much they impacted the world, of how much maybe pastors, Joseph Ayobabalola, and all of these men, hear me, they did not even plan to do it. But they lived their life on a daily basis pursuing a cause. Between the purpose of God for their life. Nobody came out and said, now I want to tear the world down. No, that's not the intention. But they lived every day. So, some of us here are going to be made reference to history. In fact, in my first book I wrote when I was second, you can say that, see, your every day of your life is a chapter of your book. If you understand this, you will live a cautious life. You hear now? Out of this gathering, we will say, we're born on campus. When we're on campus, we did so many great things. That is what we're doing now. Do you hear that? So when you hear that men did so much great things, it's not that the girls came out one day and said, I will do great things. It is a way of life. It's a way of life. So when we now begin to recount those stories, it seems as if it's almost impossible. How can you tell me that you guys were able to put up a church together, an excellent church that looks like the church Lagos? You say, yes, we did, in Oyekiti. It's a lifestyle, sir. Yes, sir. So God has plan for every man. And you must feature in that plan if you have to fulfill God's call upon your life. I will say that there are two mandates we have. That is the Adamic mandate and what? The Jesus mandate. The Adamic mandate is the mandate you have to replenish the earth, to dominate, to subdue. So God does not raise chickens. He raised lions. Men who to come to the earth realm and make impact in the earth realm. It's not how long you live. The longevity of your life is of no use if you don't have no impact. As a man of best memory, Dr. Max Moore, he lost his life about some years ago, but that man will forever live. Why? Because he made so much great impact with the short time he lived. It's not the long, it's good to live a long life, but a long life without the impact is a waste. Jesus Christ lived for 33 years, as it were, but made an impact that is still keeping the world standing still till today. I'm not saying you should not live long. Nobody is permitted to die premature under my care in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. So in the Adamic mandate, the assignment was simple. Dominate in your sphere. Dominate in your field. So you can't be a Christian and say, you know, I don't care about the things of life. No, you should care about the things of life. You should care about owning some cars and houses. You should care about good things of life. You should care about making inferences. You should care about, because if you understand how this thing works in the earth realm, inference is a big factor. It's a big factor. Just imagine that someone out of this place now is the SUG president of our school, of this school, and it should happen. Christianity is not against politics. It's only against the way we politics it. Are you here now? You know, the church I came from, they made being a barrister seem like it is the worst job to do in life. No, barrister life for a living. You don't be a lawyer. I want to say this to you now. Every kind of work that is noble and legal, a believer should do it. A believer can be a DJ. I don't want to go into such things now. Maybe when we discuss more the believers here on S-Series, maybe it's going to help us. Are you still here? God gave us mandate. The first is Adamic mandate, which means you have to dominate your field. You must be the best in the things you do. If it's academics you find so much interesting, be the best of the academician. If you want to be a musician, be the best of it. If I am not permitted to be a mediocre, say, neighbor, we kiss mediocrity goodbye. One more time, say, neighbor, we kiss mediocrity goodbye. And mediocrity say bye-bye forever. You're not permitted to be a mediocre. Whatever you want to do should be done well. Say, yes, sir. So in every man, now the second one is the Jesus mandate, and I've thought that extensively. The Jesus mandate means that we are meant to also preach the gospel, sponsor the gospel, support the sponsors of the gospel. That's one of our mandates. That is the core mandate of a believer. To preach the gospel. For we have received the ministry of reconciliation. We are not called to condemn men, we are called also to help men come to Christ. Are you here now? That's what we're called to do. And the Jesus mandate. No believer should joke with the Jesus mandate. Now let me say this to you. You can't give your Adamic mandate to Jesus mandate. Sorry, you can't give your Jesus mandate to Adamic mandate. See, people say things like, I don't joke with my business. So if I'm in business, I'm in business. I don't talk about church. If I'm at work, I'm at work. No, that means you are giving your Jesus mandate to your Adamic mandate. The way it should be, you give your Adamic mandate to what? To your Jesus mandate. You get that, brother. Thank you, Father. God, in every woman on earth, there is a deposit of special ability. That special ability that God has given to us is actually an empowerment to fulfill our destiny here on earth. To fulfill our purpose here on earth. And after last week, everybody have a deposit of these abilities. But the issue is that some of us have not even recognized such abilities. Some of us don't even know we have them. Some of us, we know we're not using them. And whatever you don't use diminishes. It diminishes. What's the word? Diminishes. Whatever. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. That's how me went. I say hallelujah. Alright, so I begin to teach this morning. I want to establish the fact to you that God is a giver of any ability you have. Now, I say the word ability, understanding what, I say the word any, understanding the complexity of the word any. I mean any in all sense of it. You might think, but I'm a very good gossiper. God gave me the ability. But he didn't want you to gossip. Want you to watch, to talk to peasants by communicating. You have to understand that the devil does not have the ability to own an ability. He doesn't give gifts. He only twat gifts. I said last week, Davido was actually graced by God. Which gift, the talent he has is from God. Satan has no talent. Am I communicating? Any bad guy can think of, but as mother, God gave him his talent. Any of the bad guy can think of using their talent anyhow, God gave it to them. Because what? The devil does not have anything. The only thing he has is what? The ability to manipulate things. So when you hear people who have great voices, who have great personalities, singing or promoting drugs, women, licentious living, and all sorts of things, the talent is still of God, but the manipulator has worked on them now. They're using that talent of God to do the opposite of it. I have to say this so you understand that you as a person have the talent of God in you. And you won't say that God won't give an unbeliever talent. Adam wasn't a believer. God gave me talent. Adam has such a great talent that he could actually name things. He's a nemeologist. Do you even imagine how Adam had to name the whales? All these small animals inside the sea. Did he enter there to get there? Forensic, hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still here? The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 35, and he begins to say, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the thankful and to the evil. So the kind of life of God is that he's both gracious to the what? The good guys and the bad guys. God won't withhold himself because you're not doing well. Are you here? So God gave gifts to men. He didn't give gifts to the saved people. He gave gifts to men. And men, it comprises of everybody who is on earth. So in the system of God, he doesn't give you things based on your character. He gave you things based on his own character. He's a giver. Are you here now? He's a giver. So he gave gift to men. Glory to God. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 45, that you may be the children of a father which is in heaven, for he maketh his son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth the rain unto the just and to the unjust. Have you ever heard one day that rain began to fall, and it was not beating some people in a place? Beating some people. Have you heard that before? No, it doesn't happen. You've heard that before? Your village. And when this hall now, or outside here, rain began to fall, you and your friend, the rain was beating you, was not beating your friend. See me after service. Dreamers needed. Hallelujah. They've come after you. Well, we can see things that maybe, you know, yeah, and liquid you and all of that, you know, that's climatic something, not because God hated it or yet people want to give them rain. Hallelujah. Are you here now? The same rain that falls for the earth, the ungodly falls for the what? For the godly. Let me even shock you now. The protection of God is upon all human flesh. All human. Not just on the believers. The only place we have authority that we have advantage. Let me explain that to you. Authority means that super code. Can you preach? Can you preach? Yes. Let me Pastor Bestman. Pastor Bestman, can you preach? Stand up right. He can preach, right? Everybody knows he can preach. But he will not preach now. Because he doesn't have the authority to preach. He has the power to preach. That is, he has everything it takes to deliver his sermon. But because I am here, he cannot preach. He does not have the what? Authority. So the authority is what we call the permission, the concedence. Hallelujah. So the unbelievers does not have the authority, but they have power. The power I'm talking about is not necessarily from God per se. It just means that they could not conjure the power from God, but God's power is on everyone to protect. You see, people that die out of accident is not that God allowed them to die. They died because they did not hear. Are you here? Last night, we left the very late, we got to the house, I parked the car, I tried to take the key out of the ignition, it didn't come out. Tried so much, it wasn't coming out. What was this? Tried to take it away, it wasn't coming out. I shut the door, I came down, I went inside again. I tried again, it didn't come out there. I heard express, the Spirit of God said to me, drive the car a bit. Just take it a little bit. And I did the same thing. The same thing I've been doing for over 5 to 10 minutes, I put it off and it came out. So God speaks in all circumstances. It's men that didn't hear. Are you here? Men that didn't hear. God speaks in all circumstances. He talks to men. In every time, he talks to men. It's men that didn't hear. Not that God didn't say. Thank you, Father. So I'm just trying to explain to you now that the gift of God is without repentance. He gives to what? To the just and to the what? Unjust. The goodness. See, God is just that good. That he can protect his own enemy. Did you hear that? God is just that good. The goodness of God is not regulated by our character. Not because you did something wrong doesn't mean that God will kill you. But you can die for doing something wrong. Did you get that? Let me say that again. God will not kill you because he did something wrong. But he can die for doing something wrong. It's as simple as that. And God have mercy with that. With that for doing something wrong. Just the same way, see, hear me. God will not, because of you did something wrong, not give you something. But you can, because you did something wrong, not collect from God. You hear that? So the nature of God is a giver, unconditional giver. But the nature of man, we are controlled by emotions and some circumstances around us. So you can God always stretch his hand to give. If you don't bring out the hand, you're never going to receive that. That's why you must, as a matter of fact, live a life that is worthy of God. Because whether you live a life that is holy or not, God will not stop giving you things. But you see, if you live perpetually in sin, there will be an inability for you to collect. Right here, sir. In James chapter 1 verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Give it. If you lack wisdom. So imagine, did you ever wonder, I hope you know that Solomon the king, the son of David, wasn't a born again guy. Are you aware of that? I hope you're not saying he's not born again because of his women, nature, like that guy, just like women. How can you have 300 wives and 700 concubines? I mean, that is outrageous. He can't even finish it in a year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's just quite too much. Now, but see, the guy had an enormous wisdom. You see, I told a friend of mine that one of the ways to know that Solomon had wisdom, like, for him to have able to manage 300 wives and 700 side chicks is a proof. You have to teach us how he does this thing. Jason just have one and one side chick. They've killed him. Hallelujah. Are you still here? All right, 700 wives. No one poisoned him. Think about it now. 300 wives. Some people just have two wives. Their house is under commotion. But I don't want the reason. There was wealth. I'm going to teach you guys today. See that in the company? You don't have money. Without finance, there is no romance. Amen. Wait for 2 o'clock. I'm there. You're clapping. Calm down. Where I say, you tell whether our fathers, whether they use finance and romance to do it. On that mango tree, that is where it started from. Hallelujah. But times have changed. They can't be stupid. They are toasting baby in the 1964 way. They will not answer you. If you answer you, she's the 1964 kind of babe. So don't complain when you begin to see the result you are seeing. Hallelujah. The babes now like shawarma. Hallelujah. You have to give it to them. Glory to God. I'm riding so good this morning. Hallelujah. 2 o'clock. I'm here for you. You see, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. He giveth all men liberally. Alright? That's the word you mean that he doesn't check it. Just give it out. Are you there? Alright? You say, all men liberally, and all bragged not, meaning that he does not check whether you are meriting of it or not. He just gives. It's his nature to give. See, it's God's nature to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, I said a few things last week, which I'm going to repeat now, and then we'll get settled into it. Now, if you don't recognize the gift or ability of God upon your life, you may not advance in life. That's a strong statement. If you do not recognize the giftings and abilities of God as put inside of you, you may not advance in life. I use the word may because some people can actually forcefully do things. But we are not called to forcefully advance. You know, I've seen church programs, they say we'll forcefully advance. That is actually a stress life. Jesus Christ showed us the pattern on how to do things. When the wind was so much on the sea, he calmed the sea. He didn't have to use force. Hallelujah. So don't be waiting to forcefully advance. That the day will come where you don't have the energy to even force anything. You should advance. So once you do not recognize the gifting of God upon your life, you may not succeed in life. The word succeed is not necessarily mean having money. Succeed means having a sense of fulfillment. Have you seen people who have money but are not happy? Let me give you this. Me and my landlord is the owner of the house where I'm living. I'm richer than him. He's the owner of the house. I don't mean in money, right? He might have money, but I know I'm richer than him. Because, shouldn't be saying this. Please, this part out, okay? Alright. Now, if you turn your heart to your God, like, I don't know how to explain this. My landlord actually pets his house. He come, if you leave him, you come and watch the house. The outside. I think he just cherishes that house. And I say, is this more than this thing? Have you seen people that just like their something they own? They love it as if it's their life. Have you seen before? That's some people who, if they buy a car, you can't enter that car without tossing your leg like this. They're just up. Obsessed with their belonging. Obsessed with their belonging. Now, I'm saying this so you understand that. I'm looking for how to put it so you will not think otherwise. I know. If you end up making money, you have money, every month you're being paid $500K per month, which that job is 1% of the 100%. 100K, I mean 500K every month, you would think you have money. But if you're not in God's purpose for your life, that money will amount to nothing. you'll be struggling everything you do. If it was, see, finding God's plan for your life is the first thing a man should do before any other thing. If you understand God's plan for your life, it will dictate every other thing about you. It will dictate your choice of location where you're going to settle down. Am I communicating? It will dictate the kind of person you should marry. To detect that. Say the sisters, you can't be someone who God has called into ministry and you can't marry a Yahoo boy. Am I communicating? The thing cannot work. It can't just work. So you must make sure that you have understood God's plan for your life before you do anything. Thank you, Father. So the happiness talking about is that you know inside of you that I am in God's plan for my life. So when the life challenges come, like hear me, that you are in God's plan for your life does not mean you will not see a punch or two. The only issue is that God promised us a safe arrival. That is your bed. Thank you, Father. Oh. You have to discover God's ability that you have. Now, hear me, I say you have to discover. That means it is there. You can only discover what is there. Right? Discover what is there. So God's ability is inside of you. Now the issue that some of you have even commonized your own ability. Let's commonize your own ability. Some of you, do you know having a good smile is an ability? You don't know that. Personally, if you are a frowning person, I don't like you. I don't like unhappy things around me. This world is sad already, so don't add to it. Nigeria is sad. That's why even Nigeria, that's why you cannot ask somebody to do that same. I beg, how can I get to Oyegbo? You're begging in advance because if he slap you, hallelujah. Give results. Glory to God. See that now. Hallelujah. You have to discover God's gift for your life. The gift of God for your life. It's a deposit. Now hear me. It is not one. It is not two. It's not three. God is not that wicked. God have gifts, abilities inside of you. Abilities. A whole lot of abilities inside of you. But there may be one or two that is more prominent. Do you hear me? Other ones can be prominent if you harness them. This gift of God in our life is the gift for money. That is where sources of money come from. You see, I'm the God that gives you the power to what? Make wealth. You have been engineered. See, God will be so wicked that He brings us into this world without putting something inside of us. Now hear me. I so much believe that God did not finish the world so that we can finish it and make money out of it. God did not create the internet. He didn't make Wi-Fi. He didn't make Facebook. He didn't make Twitter. He didn't make apple juice, but He made the apple. Am I communicating? He gave us the raw material. I said, now think. You see, He won't make it so easy. That's why you have to. If how many of you have played the game before? Like you played the game and you now got the cheat for the game. Got the cheat. I'm Baba for cheats. I don't like stress in this life. Hallelujah. If I'm playing the game, I will cheat you. I just want to win. Hallelujah. So now, even my PS, I've built the team. I built 100% everything. I can't be losing. Hallelujah. If you ever try to lose, you have to win me, I will off the game. I hate to lose. The lifestyle. Glory to God. Even in this life, if I'm doing anything, I will off the world. I can't lose. Hallelujah. So, but I discovered something that the enthusiasm I have about playing that game before, I lost it. Because I know I will win. Did you hear that? How many of you have done that before? Like you got a cheat for a game and just lost interest in that game. Because you know it. So God knows that if He gave you all things on the surface, you will get tired. Let this look interesting. Listen, don't pray that life should be more fair. Pray that you have more strength to fight life. Okay? Because when you, if you pass through life the easiest way, number one, your name will not be known. Number two, the ingredients of life that are supposed to make you who you are, you'll miss some of them. That's why you can hear Babangida or Teodola, but most of them, you all those big men, you don't know their kids. You don't know their kids? My communication. Let me just try to be as fast as possible. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 25, verse 27, talking about Esau. I said, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. I come again. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter. The word cunning there is not a bad word. It means a skillful hunter. Now, there was no school of hunting at that time. Am I communicating? There was nothing like 7 books on how to hunt a bear at the time. But the Bible says that Esau was what? A cunning hunter. In other words, a skilled hunter. He doesn't just hunt. He hunts with skills. So how do you have that? God deposited the ability inside of him. Now hear me. God's ability inside of you is translational. The more the earth advances, the more your giftings advance. You must learn how to convert your gifting to the world you are living in. Am I communicating? One reason why people are poor is because they either don't recognize the ability, or those who recognize the abilities have not learned how to translate it into what is marketable. So Esau was a skilled hunter. I have to put that skill so you understand that nobody taught him how to hunt. So there are some certain things you do, nobody taught you how to do them. Any witness in the house? There are things you can do, nobody taught you. I don't remember anybody teaching me how to play the keyboard. Just took the keyboard and started playing the keyboard. I don't remember anybody teaching me how to do graphics. I paid a laptop and started doing graphics. So many things I know how to do. Nobody taught me how to drive. But I started driving on the highway. Meet me on the highway. Mark the highway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's an innate ability. So everybody seated down here, there is something you are so good at. But hey, calm down. Your God-given talent is not necessarily that thing you can do with ease. Because everybody here can urinate with ease. Somebody said, if I urinate for you, I dey urinate, pa. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's not things you do with ease. There are things you have special ability in. Special. And everybody here, when I mean special ability, I mean you are so good at it. If you start doing that in the world with pause and what you do it. That's what we are asking now, but Papa, I don't even know. Yes, you don't know because you've not paid attention to yourself. They are watching movies. They are watching those who have discovered their God-given talent. You see, my papa said the television is where people who don't have where they're going meet with people who are going somewhere in life. I'm not saying you don't watch it, attain yourself, but it's an abuse that every time they're moping at people. Okay, you don't have TV. You're watching movie on your phone. Series. Squid Game. Anything that comes out, you all can watch it. Watch man. When will they watch it? That's the question. When will they watch it? You see, there are some certain things you do that you're just setting up yourself for necessary things. I'm not saying my therapy is to sleep, is to watch film. If I want to sleep, I just put on film. 5 minutes, I'm gone. I wish I can watch movie. The only time I tried to watch movie was during the lockdown. When everything was shut down, you have to just, we're on Netflix watching that. See, but don't spend so much time watching movies. You're killing your time. You say now at your prime, take your time to discover yourself. Discover yourself. But that is where your wealth lies in. Let me gist you this. Some of you studying different courses. When you get a job, it's not necessary that thing you study that will be useful in that place. What will promote you is your ability. Some of you have good human management. You always see good in people. That is a very nice skill to harness. Some of you have the eye that can spot, I want to say evil. You can spot things that are done wrong. If I beat you here, I know. There are some people here are just like that. Once they enter a place, they will see the wrong thing there. What's that? Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will join you people. Hallelujah. They don't know who is who now. Go with the God. I was in my papa TV yesterday. He said his son is so aggressive, like you can't cheat him. He will protest for his rights. Then they were driving to church that very morning. And his son said, just about 4 to 5 years old. He said, Mom, how many times did I call you? Yeah, I've been forgiving you before. Now, today I will not forgive you. See what that? Then they argued for like 30 minutes drive. The boy not grill. He was sitting. I said, I don't know where he got this kind of trait from. The church burst into laugh. Look no further. He's with the mic. My father will protest about that. He said, I don't take it. No. I don't like to say about this movie. Now, when you have done something, you thought you've done something. You think like that kind of that you change his mind. It's that But then make sense. You've spent 5 hours and you've been calling him to come see so. So come and check this. Check him now. Look him now. And you dare not look and not see what he's seeing. You cannot say size okay. Not like that. Hallelujah. I see the eyes of God in everything. Glory to God. I have a friend. He's in the UK. His job is to spot faults. And he makes a million. I think they pay him 1.8 million every month. With all the benefits that has. His work is to what? Spot faults. That is just a spot fault finder. He's a contract. Like, just go where they're building. By government. When he put the ties, he showed me one day I was walking, he was doing ties like this. If he hears sound, he'll mark it red. No matter how, you have to change it. It's a quality, something quality detector or something like that. You have to check everything you will find fault in it. So imagine that. That's it. People are complaining about you. It's a money making machine. Different industry in the wrong location. Drive out of the country. You make money. But here in Nigeria, if you find 14 people, they will hate you. Thank you, Father. So those things you don't learn in school, nobody taught you. Most times there are traces to that gifting that God has put inside of you. Try it here, sir. No, if you can actually cook, but you're taking it to be like, it's a normal thing. My mommy taught me how to cook. Nobody teaches anybody how to cook. You understand that it takes the supernatural gift of God for you to know the amount of salt to put inside the soup. Eh? One day I've cooked salt. And it didn't pay me because I used my money to buy chicken and turkey. I wanted to just impress. And I cooked salt. At that point, I said, how do I extract salt from a goosey soup? If I saw who would tell me to pay 5K to extract it, I would pay. Because it was salt. That soup, it was sweet because I can see it. I didn't taste it. I tested it, I said, Triagua. Nonsense food. Hallelujah. I don't know, but I didn't put much. It was a demonic attack. Because since that, some ladies just put like this. They will not be looking, they just put like this. If it tastes it, perfect. But some people, heat back to back, salt back to back. At the time in my life, I was just burning things back to back. If it meant for me to boil, some sister will say, I can spag if it's one. If it's two, I'm not so good. Madam, can you cook or you cannot cook? Simple and short. Hallelujah. So, some of you that can do some certain things that you just cook. People like your food. Have you not eaten people's food before? And you say, who cooked this? I'm choosing when it comes to food. They're no good food because I came from a home where we pay attention to food. I ate. Not talk much. I've put everybody in trouble now. People have eaten their food. I ate one food one day. Thinking about yourself. Hallelujah. I would have called his name, but I won't call. His primes here. He's a witness. No, I don't mean his primes. I don't mean his primes, but primes have a connection to that in hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. This is off. Everything is happening today. But we'll pass. Hallelujah. Are you still here? That should show that butterfly, the devil is in serious trouble. Don't just think of coming here to talk about love and all of that. We will banana a kiss latte. All things will happen today by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's continue quickly now. So there are so many things that some of you have a good spot eyes for good things. Some people who have money more than you, we go to buy things. They will buy nonsense. But you go with small money. When you come back, they ask you, how much did you buy it? But not only you know, saying, you just manage the whole thing. Some of you have a good dress sense. God bless you if your husband loves you and have good dress sense. So, not the one that wear yellow up and red trouser and purple shoe and a green tie. And if now, if you can dress nonsense, but if you keep quiet, people don't notice. If it's not a talkative, talking to anybody. Hallelujah. But there's certain things you have, special abilities. Now, who would have known that there's a job called shopping? You can help people to shop. They're thinking that, but it's a small job. No, who says it's a small job? Do you know what it means to shop for a governor? Why do you think that way? You know, you can have a website where people can subscribe to you and you shop for them. Because you have a nice eyes for clothing. Have a good color combination. Some of you, your making up is not today, it started from you making up as a small baby. You carry powder, rub your tummy, rub your face, rub your bum bum, you rub powder everywhere. Your mom will go out, you can't wear her bras. Want to, you know, those kind of things that just want to look at your mommy. It's a seed being planted inside of you. That seed is just calling out for expressions. I'm trying to be more visual so you understand what I'm talking about. There's a gift inside of you. And I say these gifts are progressional because if you, some years ago, we didn't have somebody called social media manager. That job was not existing. We didn't have anybody who called a drone pilot. That job wasn't existing. But that thing has been inside that person. A mutual friend of mine, to preach, is a drone god in Nigeria. In fact, in Africa, a young guy from Landmark University, he built drone by himself. Doing so well. When the interview said, I don't know, I just started doing it. You don't want me to do something that will fly on the air and take pictures, take videos. He said, I just started doing it. And I find it so easy to do. I have not been able to wrap my head around this, how that works. Not about how doing it, how to do it. Hallelujah. Some of you, you are good orators. You can talk to people. Like this one now, if he talk to you, he will listen to him. Because he will be talking to you and be enforcing you to do what he's saying. Jason. No. You can't take it. If I'm talking over the phone, I used to see him talking to me that way. Over the phone. Hallelujah. Then, while they have the ability to convince you to do what you don't want to do. Now, yesterday, I went to Wale Trado, and I bought air freshener. We put it in the car. Wale say he doesn't like it. And I didn't know how, I just accepted. He threw it away. No, I didn't know what happened. He just took it and threw it. I just bought it. He said, he's not smelling well. I said, yes, so. As a matter of fact, I've known that about him. He has that compelling power. And he knows when to talk to you. Ha! That's why, if you see him, he has babes around him. He just not to say the right thing to them. Is he here? He's not in church. Let him tell him. He's in church, yeah. I mean you. You know? I know. But they can be making call by 2 a.m. Can talk for 1 hour with a babe, encouraging her in the Lord. He's an advisor on iniquities. Hallelujah. I'll continue right now. Special abilities. Some of you, hear me. You have head for book. No, hear me. Nobody say you know book. Oh, hold on. Well, let me explain this to you. You know, that someone know book means that you will struggle to read and you now understand. This one says you just have a book. There are people like that. You just know book. Are you getting what I'm saying? You just know book. Not like you. There was a plan you used to get it. Such a thing cannot be replicated because you do not even know the system that worked for you. But you just know book. I used to have one guy that in my department, Isaka by name. The guy just know book. Just know book. Me, I will have to study. I know book too. I know no book. Use that one. Hallelujah. So I have to make sure that my advantage is what? Higher. I have to go ahead in life. You still here? So if you know it's a book that is your own, maximize it. You see, I don't see the reason why a student should be broke. The university environment is an atmosphere for you to experiment whether you will be rich in life or not. I'm telling you the truth. Really true. Not the other way around of getting money illegally. I mean the legal way. Things would say in the university environment because, for example, if you have something they say in Ado, don't say in Oye, you know if you say in Oye here, you will sell because if you don't want to buy from you, you have to go to Ado to come buy it and spend 600 naira on transportation. It's just wisdom. Get your market and let it work for you. Can we continue? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. One more time I say hallelujah. Okay. Another example we saw in the Bible is a guy called Bezalel. Some of you are hearing this name for the first time in your life. In Exodus chapter 31 verse 2. It's 1 verse 2 to 5. And see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding that in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. What workmanship means to build. Okay? And in verse 4, to devise cunning work, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones, to set them in carving of timber, to work in all manner of what? Workmanship. You know, constructions, building. So this guy had a straight ability to build. Hear me. Everything you see today that is a course in university, that is a study, is someone's ability. You see that this time. Hear that? Medicine. Piloting. Cooking. What have you? Is someone's natural ability. Do you know that you can fry akara so well that in the next 5 years, a university in Nigeria in the world will adopt akarology? The study of frying akara. You don't know that? Imagine how funny it was before when a man said, I'm a microbiologist. You know, if it's like, I'm a biologist, we understand. It's a micro, the things we don't see with the eyes. That tell me that the gems in my body. I can't see it. If I don't see it, you have to get coffee for people in church. Alright? If I don't see it, I don't recognize it. But the guy says that there are gems in the body. Hear me. Oh yeah, you got to understand this now. Hear me. There was no microscope. It was that his ability that gave birth to what? A microscope. Am I communicating? Imagine come on and say that this world cannot be just what it is. Who discovered the seven planets of the earth? Is it seven or nine? Nine, alright. Nine, I say counting. Hallelujah. Because you discover one. You didn't say amen. Some of you are asking, now what's the usefulness of it? And I know I will have nine. It's not useful to you. I'm planning to buy land in Mars. Hallelujah. The Tukado said in one of his songs that the way the church of God is going, are we sure we can contend with his word when there will be church in the moon? You get that? If people are going to the moon very soon, they're going to stay there. For holiday, just imagine the first church that's going to be in the moon. Go to the moon to do honeymoon. Butterfly is coming. Hallelujah. It's today, right? Yes, some people should not do honeymoon. It's no need. Because you have taken all the moon, all the honey from the moon. There's no need of that again. They're living couples' life. Two of you seeing each other every day. There's no need of doing honeymoon. Just from the altar. That if they pass away, two of you just for the altar, go and do 7 years anniversary. Next day, same thing, like we'll be here forever. Hallelujah. Are you still here? That's funny. I didn't know where that came from. Hallelujah. Okay. And I believe the view. So there are some things you do now that are not necessarily a cause that will later become a cause. And you should begin to harness your innermost abilities. And next day. Now, if I'm going to ask you, okay, let me go to this actually. The next one is actually 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, oh Lord, I pray thee turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. In 2 Samuel 16, verse 23, so you understand what it just means. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both David and with Absalom. Did you catch that? Ahithophel has such an ability that if you consult him on anything, don't pray about it again. Imagine the kind of money he would have made in our generation. Where people don't want to pray at all. They want someone to tell them what God said about them. He said, if you consult Ahithophel, go and do it. It will work. If Ahithophel tells you yes, he says yes. If he says no, he says no. He said, they liken him to like, it's like you consulted from the oracle of God. Such was the ability that David understood how powerful Ahithophel was. That was why he was scared when his son turned against him and Ahithophel was his advisor still. Let me say this to you. Be careful of men who are friends with your enemies. See that nonsense people say? People say things like, the enemy of my friend is not my enemy. You're a fool. I just want to tell you that you're a big fool. Because if that table should turn, we only say such a thing because we are no loyalty in person. And number two, because that thing will still benefit from it. If the table should turn and you are the receiving end, you will not want such a person to do that to you. You must learn to take a position in life. Did you hear that? And that's why if you don't have many friends, have few friends. Not you'll be tossing yourself up and down. Are you table tennis? Thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. So Ahithophel was so much graced. Hear me. Where did such a wisdom come from? From God. But at a point, he wanted to use it against God's own. And David prayed the prayer, Father, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to what? To foolishness. And some of you here have great talent, great abilities. We are using it against God. Those days we are at the civic center. Like I said, the one inside the civics. You see those guys who organize parties, all night parties, Friday, Saturday. They now do Saturday against Sunday again. You know, like I told you, those parties they are doing, those are being to organize people. They are not so far from God's plan for their life. The devil only what changed the purpose of it. Did you hear that? They've just changed the pattern of it. It's just a bad one. So now, the moment they begin to use that year, whatever, to begin to host their event on Saturday night, that will not hinder church services. Who are they working for at that point? The devil. And they may not even be aware of it. But the devil have taken opportunity. See, I will even say this. If you're a senior director here, first of all, honor God. You can't do things just anyhow. How can you even gather people on a Saturday night? Don't you know Sunday is church? It's not once they come to our church, but they should go serve God. They should go serve God. You don't do that. And it's not if you don't do party, you will die. The party I didn't even do is not even party. It's part. In fact, and I know people are so crazy. You go to a party where you know you cannot pop champagne, and you see go there. You go. You struggle to you borrow money to pay the gate fee to go and receive oppression. Now oppress you. Say 20 bottles of Hennessy for my girlfriend to be. Now you are girlfriend someone for 7 years. They've not popped one for you. You now come back. Now I'm looking at the guy like letter P in psychology. Better come very well today by 2 p.m. I'm not here for small boys thing. Hallelujah. Your brain have to be what? Sharp. So you not become like letter P in psychology. Simple and short. Those who don't understand will not feel offended. That's the key. Are you still here? you seen small kids who talk more than their age? Wisdom. It is an ability. Some of us are old. When we open our mouths, you ask to shut up. Like you talk out of point. It's not even, you're not trying to make things so, but your contribution is always out of point. You know, when they ask you to talk in the public and you talk, they say, it's part of it, it's not part of it. They don't want to embarrass you. See, some of you actually had such great abilities, but it was cut short by your parents, who are good parents, but bad in parenting. Some parents are very good parents, but terrible in what? In parenting. You don't shut kids up. Allow them to express themselves. You hear that? Some of you, there are so many things you were doing as a young child that they beat that out of you. They shot, may not necessarily be beaten. It just sometimes it's discouragement. See, when I was in SS1, I was a science student. So those are, I will come back, I will take pen, and some of you don't know, I'm a very good artist. I can draw you. I draw very well. I'll take pen, I'll be drawing some certain things. Then my big uncle there will look at me, he will see me as an unserious human being. Say, you're a science student, and you're drawing. We're drawing science too. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Because later we got the word, there's a word called polymath, that you can actually know a bit of everything. It is not you being a jack of all trade. There are two different things. You must know what gives you money and focus on it. Am I communicating? So don't be ashamed that you know many things. You won't be ashamed that you know many things, that you're doing so many things. Don't do everything at the same time. That's one of the strategies of the devil to keep it grounded. You never finish any. Focus on what? Focus is one of the things you shouldn't joke with. Learn to focus. Zoom in on something. Thank you, Father. At the age of 14, David has already killed a lion and a bear. Who taught him that? Nobody. An innate ability. Just know how to kill. Age 14. And some of you, you see cockroach, you take off. I'm so sure that if a lion should run inside this place, he's not chasing you. He's running for his life. Everybody will disappear. If I told this morning that something's packed up here, if you see the way, I thought that they would move to the back, they left the church. Because it's packed. Hallelujah. Some of you are waiting for the great tribulation. Better don't be there. Hallelujah. Just a spark. They left the church. Danger. I said, God, they want to start service. He killed a lion and a bear. Not just he killed the bear, he retrieved his lamb from the bear. Not that he killed it with a gun. No, he went there, converted it, and took it away from me. Don't try it anyways. Hallelujah. The lion of those days are not the lion of today. That's my justification. Hallelujah. Those ones, they have Instagram accounts. They are bad ones. Hallelujah. Don't try that. But he had the ability to kill. Did you wonder when he saw the Philistine mocking his people? The same ability, hear me, that was being used to kill animals was now translated to kill a man who was an opposition. Do you know that was what gave him his popularity? And some of you, you are waiting to be popular with just killing lion. You are in the youth choir. You are in the choir of your church. You are in the ushering department of your church. You want to blow overnight. God is trying to give you muscles. He's trying to train you. He had to take David to kill Goliath. He had to, something that had to cause national impact before his name was heard. Who caught that now? Did you catch it? So don't be quick for your rising. See, if you jump up, you fall down. If you go up, you stay up. Don't be so quick. One of the sources of the devil to finish us in our generation is that everybody wants to make it so fast. Hear me. The poverty that will hit our generation, it will come with so much bad thing, because my dad used to say that a mouth that is committed to eating is already committed. If you are used to eating money, you will do anything to eat money. Some people, let's say crime, cyber, crime is has been hunted down, they will become armed robbers. They will carry gun. Because they are used to getting money they do not work for. Do you hear me? They are used to getting money they do not work for. So if anything should happen now, all those channels closes, they will carry gun. Except the ones who have goodness of God in their heart. You still here? Let's continue. I've talked this much more. God wants to raise ambidextrous saints. The word ambidextrous means you'll be able to do the two things at the same time. Those people who can be able to marry their natural gifting to their spiritual gifting. If you can marry these two things together, the impact you make in your world cannot be quantified. God is in to raise ambidextrous saints. Let me say this to you. Do you know stubbornness is an ability? Ability. Stubbornness is what makes protesters. See, what his name? Chowere, or what his name is? All his life, he has been protesting in Nigeria. As a student, I've been protesting. You know, he just don't trap on my right. See, I'm such a person too. You can do anything to me, but never in your life try to trample on me. Don't do that. I've reasoned against one big man in Ado. Biggest man in Adigbeju. So one day, I was trying to drive out of the house. That was like 2 years ago. Then I saw that they've dug a gutter across the road. The car cannot pass there. And I said, why? Who did this? He says, Oga. I went to knock at the gate. The security man opened the gate. I said, why did they have to spoil the road that we cannot pass there? The security man, I said, who am I? I said, I live in this street. Went to call the guy's son. The guy's son came. The man's son came and said, yes, how can we help you? I said, no, you don't help me. Not helping each other here. I said, why did you have to do this on the road here? He said, am I the only one that have? He said, does anyone have kind of street? I said, yes, I do. They will finish. They're trying to do drainage there. I said, on whose permission? He didn't ride the street. He didn't tell anybody he wanted to do something. So in fact, I buy water. Tanker has to bring water for me in the house. So that means for the next 2 weeks, I won't have water. I said, it's not going to happen. I said, can you help me call your dad? Let me talk to him because the way I'm talking, you're still a boy. He's a man. He's a boy now. You don't know how to address his circumstance. You're a boy. But your dad. That came. I said, sir, this whole thing, they should cover it. How same people do things that if you want to do something that will obstruct people's movement, you will do one side. All right? When that one is done, you move to the other side. I was talking, the man answered the call, and I went to call police. I called DPO. He said, I want to see DPO. There are some people causing nuisance in my community. When he got to the place, when he asked who he was, you know, they charged him into their vehicle. Bam! Followed me. When they got to the place, I said, this is the place. Like, that guy's like, he's like a king in Igbochi, he's going to be the second person. They were going back. I said, my God, I said, no, this has to be covered now. But when they saw how bold I was, I said, you don't do this in civilized state. You don't do it. And you can't say you're a civilized person in the city. Then when you come to the village, you begin to be venial. That means your civilization is hypocrisy. I said, I need water in my house. But when they now saw that this guy is very stubborn, they have to go and open another road for me. Or for me, only me one. They gave me the key. The primary school, I have to go and pass through the primary school. If I go there, I will open the door, I pass. But the next 2 weeks, they work that in. Stubbornness is a gift, but know how to use it. You don't use stubbornness in church. Or should I say, go and sit down and say, Mudiaga, I go nowhere. I stamp it. Don't do such thing. Hallelujah. But the pastor is trying to minister power to you. They taught you. Continue. Oh, dear, she continue. They will still bring you back. I'll be here. It's my ministry. I will minister to you anytime. Hallelujah. Don't do stubbornness in your marriage. Your husband say one, he say two. You'll soon pack out. Don't do stubbornness at your job. Your boss say jump. He say, how high, sir? They jump. You know, some people will do something, but they will let you know that they're doing it not because you told them, but because they want to do it. They jump. Say jump. Put in that verse. Then you say, well, don't do it. That's not stubbornness. When you see your kids are being stubborn, channel their stubbornness into the right thing. Did you hear me? Don't keep such thing. Channel it into the right thing. You know, you need some amount of stubbornness in every area of your life. You have to be stubborn at the things you want. See, some of you don't understand, it's my stubbornness that made us to be here too. At the church, I stubborn, but if God has said it, we'll do it. Do you hear that? If God has said it, we will do it. Thank you, Father. If you do not acknowledge your abilities, you won't use it. And your prosperity is tied around that. So you can become poor because you did not acknowledge your what? Your prosperity. I mean, your talent. Now, the Bible says in Psalm chapter 37, verse 37, it says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. He said, mark. In other words, observe. Observe. So the one who is upright is observable. David got trained with those lions he was killing. Do you observe that now? That at the point, that same skill he learned could now be used and be put into profitable channel. Pay attention. At the first point, look up here. When he was killing lions, nobody paid him for it. When he was killing bears, nobody might even believe him. 14 years old, I killed lions today. Nobody was cheering him up. But he didn't stop. You're in the workforce of the church, you're burning your energy, putting your life on the line for things we're doing here. Last night, some people left here after 12 at night. So some of us left like to 3 at night. We're putting our lives on the line for this. Nobody's paying us for the thing we're doing. But someday, we will kill with that same energy, kill a Goliath. And the king will come for us. Did you hear that? Some of you are feeling, you're feeling weak already because you're the media team and Papa will not rest until he gets the best out of you. It is God that is training you. It's not the devil. Am I communicating? Your big break will come in the name of Jesus. Now hear me. Once you discover, really invest in yourself. Some of you have not paid for any training in your life. All the things you get are for free. In fact, most time you even go for free and still spread your leg waiting for bottled water and one egg roll. I did not have any food here. A friend of mine told me, out of joke, some weeks ago, he said, a first time I came to that church, and they gave him gave the person something they gave first time. I said, I don't like this, I want a goosey soup. I said, well, what did you do? I don't do anything. I said, me. I said, wait. You see me? I said, come and sit here. I will go to market and buy a goosey soup things. You must wait. All 12 of us go together to market. I'll buy goosey soup. I'll be asking, do you like this one? Say yes. We'll buy goat meat. We'll go to my house. I will cook it. Right? After making the food, I'll come and cook it. I'll sit down here. You sit. I'll sit in his presence. I will eat it all. Only with his eyes will he see. He will not smell it. You know why? Because, see, if you don't train people right, they're going to do the wrong things. First timers are not supposed to give anything in church. It is us that are just trying to play this thing down. If you hear God's word, you are the one supposed to what? Give. And give. He said, you don't like it. If I slap you, I'm joking. If you're first time I hear, well, sweetheart, I'll give you a good system, right? I used to hear. Read books. Attend seminars. One of our brothers here has a platform where he called Unlock. He did a great stuff. They taught so many things and all that. And some of you didn't show up. He didn't attend the meeting because he feel like, he should be one of us. And let me say this, you stop patronizing imported things only. Learn how to enjoy yourself. Learn from your community. So many funny things are going on in this our community here. Some people want to do program. I don't want to go too deep. They will not invite me. They will go invite somebody. The person not here, and I say, Reverend, are you, Chibi's a kitty, you are? I say, yes. Oh, yeah, kitty, say yes. They invited me to come to foyer. I say, wonderful. Say, sir, how, sir? I say, people who are learning from me, people who are pastor, not going to invite them because you feel intimidated by risings and sun and shines and all of that. I laugh. You will remain where you are until you understand that God graced people differently. You can't move anywhere in life. Did you hear me? Until you understand that, stop competing. Especially if you're called to ministry, is the most wrongest way to do ministry is to compete. What are you competing for? Something you're doing, you're sweating, killing yourself on top. That no, God will not throw that money for you from heaven. Then now you need to do strike. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Hallelujah. I will continue. Read books, attend seminars. Begin to use those things because everything gets better by use. You know, use them. Get to know people. Now, some of you just spend your time, your data on chatting, posting memes, you know, and all of that. No, spend your data watching about people who have anything you know you have interest in. Begin to watch people who have done it ahead of you. Know that, watch them. Watching that doesn't mean you're submitting to them. But you're watching their pattern. How they rose to where they are. Because in so doing, you're also what? Creating yourself to be able to rise in that sphere. And that thing is you have to serve in church. The church is the best platform for you to harness your God-given talents. I hear, sir. Last thing before we close, now three things to do with your ability. Number one, identify them. You identify your gifting by testing them. Identify by testing them. I've taught you what to do last week. How many of you did what I asked you to do last week? You did what I asked you to do last week. Let me stand up. I gave assignment last week. How many of you did it? Alright. Continue that way. So when you get Paul tomorrow now, your pastor has done his own part. I asked you to do something. Read some certain things, 21 things out, and narrow it down. You've not done it. One last time. Do it this today. Do it today. Don't do it today, pastor. After butterfly, go home and do it. Find, discover yourself. You know, he didn't do this now because you were so busy doing other things. You have to discover yourself. Find out what you are good at. Hallelujah. The next is nurture them. Nurture those things. Join the unit in church. I know, yes, we'll shout in church. We used to shout for people. Yes, join them. To be shouted on. It's part of the training. Number last, exhibit them. In this exhibition does not mean you showcase. It means that you begin to use them. In use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't ever commonize any ability you have. Don't commonize it. Or whatever you commonize, cannot in any way yield you money. Don't commonize the things you, your abilities you have. It could be cooking, don't commonize it. You see, I was talking to pastors in a pastor's conference, and I said to them, as a pastor, the first thing you have to do is to believe in your own call. You don't need anybody to believe in your call. If you believe in your call long enough, other people believe in it. So you have to believe in your ability. Did you hear me? You have to believe in your ability. You see, last night I was wishing I wasn't going to preach this. I have time to prepare for butterfly. I have not prepared. Hallelujah. But I have that ability inside of me. Provided the topic is there, we will talk about it. You have to believe in your ability. Once you discover it, believe in it. Say, I'm good in this. Because after you discover this, you tell yourself, I'm very good at this. Those days I would ask my pastor after preaching, I say, how was it? Because I'm testing. I'm wanting to know more. How do I improve in what I'm doing? I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. 2 weeks ago, I lost my sermon. I didn't have nothing. I just came to altar with my iPad. So you think I'm actually with my iPad? No. Nothing. I still thought. He never even knew. Discover it. Nurture it. Pay for conferences. Attend it. If you host one here, pay for it. But the fire just came now. It's going to equip you, your life, change your life for good. But some of you are asked to just contribute a little token to it. You couldn't. Couldn't. Hallelujah. You can still do today. Hallelujah. I said you can still do today. Alright, lastly, the anointing work with the work of your hands. the anointing of God upon your life will work with the works of your hand. As a matter of fact, the most people who you see advancing in ministry are people who have been able to marry the works of their hands with what? With their divine call. You become creative with the power of God. Creative in how you do God's work. Creative in everything you do. The same anointing operates in all pastors in this community, but not the same creative wisdom. Hallelujah. Now, somebody just messaged me. I think we're going to eat this together, right? Doctor at Heads Hospital, the husband and wife, they messaged me simultaneously, and they were so full of encouragement to me. They even have to send me a video that, sir, you should watch this. You know, and he said they saw our banners everywhere, and she ended that message by saying that very soon we will come to commission your very big church in the name of God. And I said a big amen to that. That means people are watching you. They know the energy you put into what you're doing. Am I coming? Alright, glory to God. I said glory to God. Pass you on that. If you have a gifting of God, can I have the choir quick? Have the choir? The person ministering today. That's it always, right? So I come over here now. It's over there. If you have a gifting of God, if you have the gifting of God, never be proud of it. I mean, don't use it in a proud way. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Look up here. God has graced you into being creative. God has graced you. God has put a special ability in you into maybe cooking or what have you. Don't let it puff you up. Don't let pride come inside of you. Because that is one of the ways devil finishes men. That little thing you're doing all of a sudden becomes a god to you. That little thing you're doing all of a sudden becomes everything to you. You cannot submit God to that thing. Instead of you to submit that thing to God. Am I communicating? If you are good at businesses, never you submit God to your business. You'd rather submit your what? Your business to God. There was one sister in our church then, all of a sudden one beauty queen, whatever. All of a sudden church became too small. She couldn't come to church anymore. And I reached out to her, I said, where are you? You don't come to church? She said, it's far. It's far, right? We can go to Lagos every now and then to go and attend functions. Because the widow is there. James Brown is there. Nonsense boy. And travel to Lagos to go and attend conferences as a beauty queen. So, just because you know where your slash, is it slash they call it? Or Sasha? Sash. You guys be knowing things, though. If we say foundation, now I think it's the one we talk about in your house. Foundation is that thing they put in the face by women. You lay foundation before they put the artificial face. Hallelujah. So let's come over here. And all of a sudden, see, you can go to Lagos, but you can't come to church because you don't wear your slash here. Doesn't make sense. That means that you have become so big that only functions you can attend. Am I communicating?
Hope you've been blessed by God's words. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NG. Remain blessed.